Last year, Ford encountered a lot of problems during the 2012 presidential election, from counting delays to long lines at the polls.
You shouldn't have to wait 4 or 5 days after the election to know who won the electoral votes from the state of Florida. We shouldn't be yellow when everyone else is red or blue. We should be able to get that right. You shouldn't have to wait for 6 hours to vote.
That's how Speaker Will Weatherford, he along with Senate President Don Gates, made it a priority this legislative session to reform Florida's electoral process to avoid those kinds of delays. The newly signed election reform package allows for more early voting sites, gives election supervisors a choice in expanding early voting days, and shortens the length of the ballot. Some say an elections bill Governor Rick Scott signed into law in 2011, which was championed by the Republican-led legislature and cut back early voting days from 14 to 8, was a major factor in the state's recent election problems.
We believe what we did this year solves a lot of the challenges that we have in our elections process and takes us from a state that has been lagging and frankly embarrassed ourselves on a couple of occasions to hopefully being a model when it comes to our elections process. And the Senate President and I said very early on it should be a bipartisan issue. It was, and it's a product that I'm very proud of and very happy to see the governor sign.
Governor Scott recently signed the election reform bill, though there is some question whether he intended to sign it. The Miami Herald reports Scott accidentally signed the measure into law because it was included in a stack of budget bills, though a spokeswoman for Scott's office declined to confirm that. In addition to signing or vetoing a measure, Scott could have let the bill become law without taking any action. But Scott does say he thinks the state's election system needs some changes.
Well, you know, my goal is to make sure we have honest, fair elections. Make sure that people feel comfortable voting.
And groups like the League of Women Voters of Florida are celebrating the bill. The league's president, Deirdre McNabb, says there's only one emotion that could sum up her feeling on the new law.
Well, I would say jubilant. Very important steps were taken.
But she says while she's happy about the new changes, she wishes more had been included in the new elections law. And Senate Democratic leader Chris Smith agrees.
I think it reversed a few of the things that caused problems, but it could have done so much more. Governor Scott signing it, it's a start, but I think the legislature should have done more and the governor should have required more of the legislature so that we can truly reform Florida's electoral process. We're still going to keep the conversation going, and we're still going to be pushing for some of the things that are not in this bill.
Smith says giving election supervisors the option to allow early voting the Sunday before Election Day should have been mandatory. It's a practice commonly referred to as souls to the polls, a popular day for minorities to vote.
It's one of those things that it may be done in Dade County, it may be done in Dixie County, but not in Duval County, and that's not fair.
But Senate President Don Gates says election supervisors want a choice on whether to expand early voting days because one size does not fit all.
We think, frankly, that's pioneering. Maybe in some ways it was a little bit risky because people said everyone has to be treated the same way and wear the same straitjacket. We don't think so. And so we think the elections bill is a victory, and we'll take a win for that.
But with the new election law in place, is the conversation regarding election reform over? Secretary of State Ken Detzner, who touts the election bill signing as a historic moment in Florida's history, doesn't think so.
You have to remember that as people's voting behaviors change, we'll need to constantly change our laws. We need to update them from time to time, and we need to be innovative when it comes to meeting the demands of the voting public. But I do think that this year, the election reform package that was passed was very comprehensive, and it goes a long way to solving the number one problem of the long lines that we had in the 2012 presidential election.
The law takes effect January 1st of next year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.